Well, I'm not really sure why I'm always chosen to do the speeches, but that's okay. I'm not the most talkative one out of the group. I mean, if I had to give an award for that, I'd probably give it to Andrew. Well, that's not because he talks too much, but that's because he never runs out of things to say, you know, and he knows how to keep the conversations going. But with that, I am sad to say I do not carry such a trait, but that did not stop me from trying or participating in church and activities or youth group as well. In fact, that is actually what made me more confident in myself and my voice. And having that voice is a very important trait in all of us Christians because, you know, we shouldn't have a reason to stop talking about God and spreading His grace. And that is what this church has inspired me to do, let God speak through me. Either through the big things like attending mission trips or helping my next door neighbor with something. But, you know, everything counts and there is no discrimination. I could not do some of the things I have accomplished today if it were not for the help of the church and my church family, which is everybody here. And because this church has showed me that it's never a bad idea to be different or share your own voice, I mean, look at all of us. We all have a difference to make. And it's not that we shouldn't stop talking about God's grace, but because we can't. And there's too much good news to share with the world to keep our mouths shut. I want to be able to strengthen my voice, and my church family allows me to do that each and every day. I mean, I'm right here right now. And that's why I'm here today, to stand up and shout my voice out in praise. Thank you.